Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. This is another episode of Azure Friday. We're here with Yohai Kiriati. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Thank you very much for having me. Great.
Yeah, we're great. Talking about Azure websites, but specifically the CDN as it relates to Azure websites.
Right. So recently we have added CDN support for Azure websites. Mm-hmm. So you can basically add CDN to your Azure website, and it's easy peasy.
Mm-hmm. Now, I set up a CDN a while back for my Azure website, but it required quite a bit of kind of manual setup.
Yeah. So I can just show you guys a demo and see how easy it is. So basically, the CDN is available through the old portal, the vCurrent portal, full portal as we call it. I already have some CDN set up here, so you can just set up a new one. Mm-hmm. You go create a new on the app services, CDN. There's only one option. You click the quick create. And then the origin domain, which is the source of all your static files or whatever you want to use for CDN. Basically, there is a drop down here, which includes all your storage account and all your websites. Mm. And here there are plenty of those websites here.
You have more, I think, than the average person.
Yeah, kind of. And then there is cloud service as well.
So do you make the CDN first, or you make the website first?
So you'll make the website first, and then you'll go ahead and choose any, then you create a CDN and point it to the website that you want to do it. We can choose anyone, it doesn't really matter, because once you create a CDN, it's super easy to create. It takes a couple of seconds, and here it is, the CDN has been created, this mm-hmm. one, the new one that we have created. However, when I click on the link for that CDN, I'm going to get a 404, basically. And the reason you're going to get a 404 is because the CDN takes time to propagate. So it can take up about almost 60 minutes, basically.
This is for the DNS to propagate.
Yes, the CDN properly being across the entire globe and so forth. And there are edge servers and nodes across the entire globe.
Right.
So it takes time to propagate all the information and so forth. So basically, we have prepared in advance, and we already have a site. So there is a site that I've created yesterday and called CDN Demo. And that site basically just a regular custom ASP site. And we got our CDN demo here. And what you see here is see basically the same image. One is coming from directly from the web server, and one is coming from the hosted image. Before going to actual seeing the demo, let me show you how did it look like behind the scene for a quick second.
OK.
So if I look at the Explorer, let's see, let's select this element. So you see this image comes directly from my content folder mm-hmm. on the website. So when I deployed it, the content is there and so forth.
So you've got a large image here, multiple megabytes, but it's being served from your Azure website directly.
Directly.
Same place where the HTML comes from.
Right, HTML, any dynamic code, anything like that. Everything comes from that location. And if I look at the second element right over here, you see there is this little thing over here, which is my Azure endpoint, basically. Mm-hmm. And then it keeps the same hierarchy of the structure of the folder, so content, images, and so forth. And this one is being served from the CDN or Edge as well.
How did that file get into the CDN?
So this is where magic happens. Basically, when you're addressing this address, you need the CDN endpoint, and the CDN service is smart enough. If it doesn't find that image for your application, you'll basically go ahead, fetch it from the origin, hence the name, and then keep it there.
Oh, wow. Because see, when I had to do this with my website, I made the CDN, I pointed it at a storage account, and to this day, I have to manually copy images over into the CDN, into the Azure storage account.
Right.
So when I deploy new images to my Azure website without this technology, it's really kind of tedious.
Correct. So you need to basically deploy into the storage and first, which is kind of what you are, we kind of save you the hassle with Azure website regardless of the CDN.
Well, that means that rather than me deploying my website and then copying my images over into storage, I can just deploy my website as usual.
Right.
And you're going to basically give me a pass-through caching CDN.
Correct. So it's very it's as simple as that. If you look at the code for example for a second, basically there are the two images. One is just the content itself, right? Mm-hmm. And the other one is just I have this prefix URL, which and you can do fancy stuff with the coding around it if you want to make it happy and
sure,
so forth.
Sure, I made mine a custom CNAME.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. It's not a problem. One thing to kind of note, that there's an image V1. If you're, let's say you want to replace image V1 and you just replace it right now, mm-hmm. It depends on the CDN and the propagation. It may not, you know, get times to update.
Right.
If you want to update an image, the safest way is to simply change its name, like a V1 or a V2 or whatever you want to add on top of that. A little bit of hassle, but this is what the benefits you get if you want to actually run and enjoy the performance of a CDN. Another important aspect of running on a CDN is that you're taking load away from your web server, because on a typical page, if you hit F12 and you see all the file, you know, HTML is being served dynamically from your application, and then there's a lot of links to a bunch of stuff, JavaScript, images, whatever. And yes, there are multiple layers of caching, but even so, some of those hits do get hit as an HTTP request for your website's server, and if you use a CDN or storage or whatever, basically you take away that load. So you're allowing more dynamic, you're increasing the throughput, you're increasing the capabilities of your website to serve a lot better.
Right, and you're also getting parallelism because the image and the static content could be delivered from a different DNS name. I have Hansel Minutes and then images.hanselminutes, so I get parallel loading there. And then even though my site's in Chicago, my listeners in Australia have an Edge server.
Correct.
They have a CDN.
Right, so they'll get the images and everything very fast on that. All the static content, basically. You
can really cool.
Cool, so let's see this in action. Let's see how this thing loads. So basically what we got here is the app that we've seen in the Visual Studio before. On the left side, we have the image that is served directly from the web server. Mm-hmm. And on the right side, we got the image from the CDN. And let's refresh this and see it in action.
Okay.
So as you can see, the CDN image loads a lot faster than the web server image. It's kind of quite noticeable.
Mm-hmm. It's a multiple megabyte image you've got.
Yes, it's about 3 or 4 megs of image, and it takes time. And I'm going through one bunch of wireless network and so forth. So the performance is is evident in terms of user experience, and as well as it's better in terms of increasing your throughput or in general for your websites.
And it also kind of changes the pricing model too, and it also gives you a kind of single responsibility principle, because it really isn't the job of the website to be serving 3 or 4 meg images. That seems like a perfect job for a CDN.
Yes, it is. I mean, really you're taking off load off your web server to serve more dynamic content and more requests versus just the static content. Very, very highly advisable. If you're using anything that is even medium sites and above, you probably want to use CDN to improve latencies and user experience.
Very cool.
Cool.
All right. Well, we can make CDNs from Azure websites now. We're learning all about that here on Azure Friday.